What are we going to call this podcast exactly?
I think we should call it a Gavalavan Gavlaun.
That does not even sound remotely pronounceable.
But it's correct.
I want to call it Iro Iro.
Iro Iro? Why my hero?
You know, Iro Iro, various.
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 That's right.
Various.
It's various.
It's various. It's various. It's so what was that little bit you said at the beginning?
A Gavalavan Gavlaun, which literally means the total bloodbath, which is my translation of the full catastrophe in the Welsh language, but no one else's.
Than any other radio station, Joy 94.9.
To use some worryingly familiar words.
Let us just say a few things, guys.
When we say to our radio colleagues and to the people at large across Australia that we would not challenge for the time slot leadership.
We believe in honouring our word.
Others treat such commitments lightly.
We do not.
So our little chickadees.
Nos petites. Chouffleur.
Accumulated audio content consumers.
Punters.
Gird your loins.
Sharpen your pencils.
And be as understanding as is humanly possible.
And please don't alert the authorities.
This is
the
penultimate
full
catastrophe.
From the finest singer-songwriter Burton-upon-Trent Derbyshire has ever produced, Joe Jackson, Real Men, and we are the real full catastrophe this Saturday night with
Ikara Freeman and Andy Bell.
Here we are on Joy 94.9. It's a pleasure to be with you, and if you've just joined us for the first time and you like what you hear, well,
we've got a lot of podcasts.
We have got a lot of podcasts, but tonight,
is that salve for your wound?
Yes, it is. This night and next Saturday are the last four catastrophes. But, there is something of a... It is a real Easter egg.
Yes, it is a true
Except
Easter egg.
Except it's 2 days early because it's on Good Friday because... Yeah.
TGIC is coming to JOY 949, a.k.a. 3 Joy, and the Joy 94.9 app on East Good Friday from 9 to 12. We are, again, going to take over the daytime.
Thank goodness it's catastrophic.
Yes.
TGIC.
TGIC. Mm. A chance for everyone. Actually, I think that may be, well, maybe in Australia. We tend to be very popular overseas.
I find this show is very popular everywhere apart from in Melbourne.
Yeah.
In fact,
says a lot, doesn't it?
A lot of Melburnians tell me that.
Yeah. A lot of Melburnians say we'd like to catch you, but you know we're not on.
Actually, numbers say we'd like to catch you, but I run faster. Mm. Anyway, if you want to know what the show is about and has been about for,
tell us, Andy, is it about?
Well, what it is this. Can you imagine at the supermarket? You have those shovel things and you have those plastic boxes with walnuts and dried bananas and soy chips and mixed fruit and all that. But instead of you going separate plastic bags for each one you want, you have a little bit of soy chippy. You have a little bit of banana chips. You have a little bit of walnuts. You might have perhaps just one or two pistachios. But you put them all in the same bag and then you shake them up,
take them to the checkout and go, you sort that out then.
Basically, we're Frank Zappa as a radio show.
That is correct.
The Fifth Dimension with Girls Song.
Real Men, Girls Song.
Now, we have... Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We do actually have a very special visitor into our country right now. Yes. And that person is...
She's blonde, she wears sneakers.
And she's married. It is Ellen DeGeneres. And it's been a very interesting welcome that we've been giving Ellen DeGeneres down
we
here.
We haven't been lying on our backs with our feet in there saying, tickle my tummy, you're from...
No. You know.
We're very sophisticated about
this. Yes, you know.
Things.
Well, basically, it boils down to one thing I've discovered and all my years and talent in the media and experience of all around the world.
Keep going.
People will be... gladly welcome you if you got free you-know-what. Expletive. If you give away $10,000, if you give them a free trip to something like that. So I have a theory. We could have the Joe Blow Show that comes, let's say Joe Blow Show, which is the most popular show in...
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar, yes. In fact, it's the absolute top of GB Arts, GBVC.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? GTBC decides to send the Joe Blow Show to Australia. And guess what happens on the Joe Blow Show? They give away $10,000.
And he doesn't pay for anything.
And you don't know any idea of what Joe Blow looks like. But because they give away $10,000, they are going to be popular as crocious.
Well, all I can say is I bet you somewhere in the Sydney media there's a paragraph that says it's believed the impact of Ellen's show visiting this country could bring in an extra $37.983 million in tourism revenue, and there'll be a 90-page document to back that.
Can I say something that's also a bit...
Lash out.
Yeah, okay. All of Oprah's been here. Ellen's here. How come none of them go to the Gold Coast? I swear, the Gold Coast is one of the most hidden things I've discovered since coming to this country, and none of them go
there. Well, it can't be that well hidden if you discovered it.
Well, I mean, I never didn't know about beforehand. You know, I think they should go promote to the Gold Coast. That's just my own opinion.
Any write up? Ellen has been canoodling with the Sydney Swans reserve team.
Yeah,
talking.
Talk about being with the... they gave the reserve team.
Yeah, it's all about time difference and things. I think she probably canoodled with them at 4 o'clock in the morning. Talking of sport, which we sort of were.
Yeah. Titans win.
The sort of sport of attacking wealthy visitors to this country and the real sport for regular listeners. wondering, next week is sort of the real start of the football season in this town, that is Australian Rules. There will be one
the
last...
The real football has been on for a while.
There will be one last sports results with totally inappropriate music next week. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Now, here we are. There are five stages of grief, and we've been dealing with those during the last few programs. We've had denial.
Yes.
We've had anger.
Yes.
We've had bargaining. This week, it's...
The one that's not the opposite of happy.
Depression. And it sort of somewhat tinged the music. Yeah. And we'll bring you more of that after some of these on this station, which is...
Joy.
94.9. Good-o.
That's all I have to say.
We will be supporting Renee Geyer later in the program. If you would like to have a bit of a yak, tell us what you're doing, tell us what you're not doing.
Are you grieving with us? Because we're going away.
Grieving, schmieving. Yeah. 0427JOY949, or if you have not got letters of the alphabet on your appliance,
+61427569949.
Also... email onair at joy.org.au, and we won't get into any other things because we'll be here all night.
We are platformed. We are so platformed, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, but there are renovation and new wire works going on at the moment, something like the Domain Interchange.
Now, Andy.
It's a Melbourne reference.
Yes, it's a very Melbourne reference. Now, Andy, do you like 70s-inspired Japanese pop rock?
I talk of little else.
Boy, I'm Gonna Try So Hard by Noriyuki Makihara.
Kimi no mienai basho de hotondo o sugoshiteru dakara koso doko ni itemo ganbatte iru yo. あげられるものはそんなにはないけれど正直に生きて得たものだけをあげたい. Boy, I'm gonna try so hard.
Yuki Makihara, Boy, I'm Going to Try So Hard. 20 minutes past 9 on The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9 with Ikara Freeman and Andy Bell.
Very good. Now, let's try and doing that in a Slovakian accent. That was a nice tune,
That's
actually.
A very good catchy tune.
We're very mellow tonight.
We are.
Last week at this time, we were going off like... You wouldn't be like a bunch of pressure cookers.
Well,
we were going
off. Well, it was the anger. Okay, last week for listeners who were...
bargaining last week.
Oh, that's right, it was bargaining. Okay, for listeners who weren't here last week, Melbourne was overtaken by the GP. And
the rain.
And the rain.
And the Antipodes Festival.
And I also, who am normally the most anal retentive person in terms of getting here on time, what time did I get in? Like 10 minutes?
10 minutes to spare.
That never happens. It's anathema.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I fully understood there was no tapping of feet.
Yeah.
There was no bestocking, you know, leg to be seen. Mm-hmm. There was no Thomas kind of thing going on there. Yeah. But tonight, we're back to normal.
Yeah.
Just lots of scallywags and scallywagettes out there.
How appropriate that you say that before this next artist.
A scallywag.
I think he is a bit of a scallywag. He was very funny in the entrance to our American Queen that has now come into our country.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes, he's done a very good parody of that.
All right. Well, we're talking about David Campbell here.
Yes.
And this was a work...
Jimmy's Boy.
...that basically got him noticed, certainly in a niche market for the first time, a rare commodity, an almost successful Australian musical. Only heaven knows... 1995, it was staged in...
There are such things as a successful Australian musicals that don't star Hugh Jackman.
I said almost. This is... Alex Harding was the writer. And a gay musical.
Wow.
And it's got some of...
Talk about refuge in audacity.
The audacity, the effrontery, the abacery, the asidery of it all. It's not a bad show. Mainly because it has one stupendously good song in it. And this is it.
I would never leave you. I would never leave you alone. You're everything to me, but life now has to be. I'm knowing that my love is there with you in things you do, in all that's growing, and I swear.
From the musical, Only Heaven Knows, David Campbell, who was one of the stars of that show and got a bit uptight when the CD was re-released, and a picture of him sans chemise appeared in the arms of another gentleman.
Well, he's quite good looking, though.
Yeah.
He's actually a very big ally of our community.
Yeah, but I think at the time he was he was becoming an all-round entertainer.
Oh, yes.
An all-round entertainer usually means don't frighten the horses.
Mm.
We'd love you to frighten us. 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au.
At FullCatJoy on Twitter, TFC Random Tunes. We got to talk about the platforms just because the trains on there don't go as frequently. We got to talk about them. Special hi to Javier, who did...
Yes. Hola.
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 Hola, señor de Santiago. And hi, Santi and Yindi.
Yes, our proud dad of two bundles of growing joy with Nathan up there. In
the rainbow region, the verdant rainbow region of New South Wales.
Yeah, and verdant it is.
Extremely. They've got the Prime Minister up there right there.
Who is that at the moment?
Oh, that's a very good question.
We haven't known. Look, if it has changed, can you tell us, please?
Yeah.
No, not going down that. This is the full catastrophe, the penultimate. The penultimate.
That's there is right. That means one more after this. Yes. And wow, is time flying. We're nearly at the end of our first half hour.
Goodness gracious. In that case, reminding you, you're listening to Joy 94.9.
In triplicate.
Because you may have forgotten that fact. In a moment, the mellowness is broken substantially.
Hi, this is Marie Wilson, inviting you all to celebrate the 500th.
Bonzo Dog Doo Da Band and Mickey's son
and daughter.
Ew.
Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, a very strange combo in the 60s, and they used to play music on a TV show where one half of Monty Python was, but not the Graham Chapman, John Cleese bit, the Terry Jones, Michael Palin, Eric Idle bit. It was called Do Not Adjust Your
Set. Paul McCartneys of...
Yes, that's true.
They were the Paul McCartneys.
Oh, actually, I think they're more George Harrison, because I like them.
No. They're the Paul McCartneys, because they've done the more commercially successful ones, except for John Cleese. But if John Cleese could just basically keep it in his pants, he'd be better off.
Allegedly.
Anyway. If you have any opinion on John Cleese and his peccadillos, go give us an email at onair@joy.org.au or 0427-JOY949.
As long as you're not Slater and Gordon or Maurice Blackburn.
Or Saatchi and Saatchi.
Well, that's indeed...
By the way, I really like their redesign of British Airways some time ago.
Of what?
Oh, Saatchi and Saatchi redesigned British Airways some time ago. They did a really good job on it. Okay. Not an advertisement, because British Airways no longer uses them anymore. So this is a bit of a call for nostalgia. So unless you can sue us on 80s references.
I wouldn't even bother. The coffers are empty.
Yeah.
Coming up now, a bit of a discovery.
Yes, a very new discovery. Not much is known about Australia's R&B history, which we're going to kind of get into a little bit here. One of the discoveries is the indigenous jazz musician Johnny Nicol. And here's a song of his from 1979 called Regrets. Air Queensland's own Johnny Nicol and Regrets.
That's a great discovery.
Beautiful song. Absolutely beautiful song.
Indigenous performer. But we will put a link to his MySpace page. He's still going.
And he actually discovered by his radio show, Rene Geyer. Yeah.
It's a bit of a Rene Geyer night tonight.
It is a Rene Geyer night.
We will be playing
later on. Puns come after 10 o'clock. But yes... Yeah, Johnny Nicol.
Not on my watch. They come all the time.
Johnny Nicol did discover Rene Geyer.
It's my sort of Tourette's.
It's your
Some people yell and scream. I just make terrible puns.
Terrible puns.
This is the full catastrophe.
Terrible puns, which will be replacing the full catastrophe, for all we know.
Who knows?
A show will be replaced. We won't be here.
No, we won't. But there is exciting...
Next week. No, that week after next.
And I'll just put this little spangle out there. If Hikaru will not be disappearing off the airwaves, he'll be appearing a little earlier on Saturday night at 6 o'clock for 1 hour with The Affair. Google it and you will find he's already propagating the message.
Yes.
And... That's enough.
That's more than enough. But I'm more focused in on TGIC coming this Good Friday.
Thank goodness it's catastrophic.
That's right. Andy and I will be on air 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Good Friday.
Ooh.
That's all times Australian Eastern Daylight.
And we can tell you people, because you'll understand, we're going to do something really crazy for Good Friday. We're going to play some gospel. I mean, what's religion got to do with Good Friday, honestly?
Noel, Noel, Noel.
Noel, which is a really odd concept, but Noel is, that was Noel singing Bara Nohana or Rose Flower, and Noel kind of is this collective of doing covers. It's a singer and I think a bunch of producers that do covers of, dance covers of hits.
A bit like that mob of male singers a few years ago whose name escaped me.
The Mike Flowers Pops?
No. Gay guys who, and they marketed their covers by basically having people in either shaggy sweaters canoodling on a beach or shirts off.
Yeah. It's a very interesting song. But unfortunately, Noel, Tempest Fugit here on the Full Catastrophe.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, if we get Tempest and you Fugit.
Well, this next song is of what we featured, Akina Nakamura. She's a very popular Japanese singer. Started out as an idol singer, had a lot of trouble. And she has done another cover here. And this is, I apologize if this is going to get people down a bit, but it's a very moving song. It's a very great cover.
Apologize beforehand.
Well, I'm just going to say that this might be a bit of a mood whiplash here. It is Akina Nakamura and her version of the song Alone. Akina Nakamura and Alone. Now I'd like to read some of the lyrics out of that just so while we have this little instrumental bit right here. With the sunset, the city quietly forgets its violence. Someday the sky I'm looking to will return my heart somewhere. I may have become somewhat accustomed to this new life, but my selfish self still remembers you. Alone, we are all born embracing our own flowers, so that one day be brought together.
Alone,
Akina Nakamori, Alone.
That was extraordinarily exquisite, I would say. There's a word you don't hear very often on radio these days. Come on, when did you last hear the word exquisite, apart from on ABC Classic FM?
That's very true. I think I've heard it's Sunday here on Joy. That's about the only time.
Exquisite?
I've heard the word exquisite.
Okay, that's fair enough.
During Queen of the Night.
Ah, okay.
By the way, happy birthday, Tim, from Queen of the Night.
This is The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9, joy.org.au.
Romanza.
Alfredo Re e la sua orchestra. And one of the great gimmicks of that recording is that the instruments and the microphones are from the 1930s and 40s.
But the actual date of the recording is?
I'd say about 2000 and something.
Wow.
Just hold on a moment. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Talking amongst yourselves. Apples, rhubarbs. And, do you know there's something really interesting going on?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
But I reckon...
it's this century.
Or very late last century.
Okay. It's present day.
Yeah, it's... it is La Musique Populaire Américaine, it says here.
Okay.
What would we do without Putumayo record?
Putumayo.
Is it?
Putumayo.
I prefer mayo on my chips, but anyway.
We're not in Belgium, though.
You were saying?
No, I was just saying that apparently there's something Timor-Leste. The wheels, the machine is starting to break down, as Tina Arena used to say.
Is this word association without the other words?
It is. It's called the machine's breaking down.
I've always
the
wanted
machine's
to
do, breaking down.
I've always wanted to do word association down. With you.
I think. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, right. You realize that after Watershed, it's all bets are off. So that's essentially coming up soon.
Yeah, but some of us don't. Default to working blue.
I don't think default to working blue. You need to catch me during that transition hour, which is going to be coming up in 4 minutes' time.
Mm. My brothers, my sisters, it is time to drink the cordial on The Full Catastrophe.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles.
You may find some-
A somewhat smarter than you think song, that.
Yeah.
Petula Clark, Downtown, one of the big hits and great hits of the 60s, certainly from Britpop.
Do you know that she actually just recently released a new album?
She was here, wasn't she, last year?
Yeah.
Somebody went and said they were pleased that she managed to get off the stage at the end because she was looking a bit... You know.
Well, she re-recorded this.
She's 80-odd, I think.
Yeah, she re-recorded it and said that it's such a new version and I feel like it's a totally different song. I'm just,
She redid Downtown. It's called At the Bowls Club.
At the Rudy Hill RSL.
Full Catastrophe here, yes. On Joy 94.9 with Andy Bell and Hikaru Freeman.
It is After Watershed for us. I'm waiting for the. Yep. Oh. See, now that I'm prepared for it, it's not really going to go.
No, we're going to be sweetness and light. That's what we're going to be. Oh, I should remind people, by the way, if you'd like to look at past playlists and also click on past podcasts, go to joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe, and the playlist for tonight's show and various bits of. Supplementary material,
yes.
Augmenting tonight's radio program.
Such as the Podcastrophe.
Yeah, and also there's a nice picture of Johnny Nicol there, actually.
Yeah.
And also there's a link to the Bonzo Dog Doodah band who did Mickey's Son and Daughter earlier on. If you've just joined us and are wondering what the Sam Hill is going on, well...
Sam Hill, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Look, I'll give you another one. Yeah. Gadzooks. But you haven't heard that for a while.
Yeah, Gadzooks. No. Yeah,
Odds Bodkins.
We're in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in North Dakota now.
Yeah. Well, where's West? I want to know where is West and where is East Dakota. That's what I want to know.
Do you know that they have been trying to merge into... North Dakota has been trying to merge with South Dakota to just create Dakota for so long, and South Dakota won't have anything of it.
Well...
Swing out, baby.
What kind of fool are you?
Could not be more further away from Breakouts.
Absolutely, and thank goodness. Because Breakout was very pleasant.
I like
if Breakout. If you were ironing or perhaps, you know, scrubbing down skirting. What?
Oh, yeah, I like Breakout. I like Breakout. I am a sing out sister stan, as they like to say.
I didn't like it. I just like doing other tasks.
Yes.
Look. Swing Out Sister, Breakout is not a primary task song.
Oh, okay. It is a song, yes, it is the kind of song that you would listen to if you were driving, for example, between Milwaukee and Chicago, as what I would often do. And it's a lovely song, you know. Now, I want to do a little bit. Do we have time to do a little bit of word association right now?
Yeah.
Okay, blue.
Green.
Apple.
Orange.
Queensland.
Pineapple.
Rugby.
Union.
League.
Rugby. Oh, that, I lose, don't I?
Yeah, you lost.
All right, all right.
That's just my nice little way.
Okay.
We won over Manly. We won over Manly.
Who won over who?
The Gold Coast Titans won against the Manly Sea Eagles.
Now, if you had a scarf for every football team you claimed loyalty to, you'd have to have a wardrobe.
No, I'm not that fat. Okay.
Listen. You are promiscuous in a footballing sense.
It is the Warriors, the Rabbit O's, the Storm, the Titans. That's it. That's four.
That's 20% of the competition.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's that's four teams. Oh, and well, yeah, okay. The Warriors, the Rabbitohs, the Titans, and the Storm. Four. What is wrong with having four teams that you support?
In an 18-team comp?
Well, you know, I have got connections to all of them. I'm a sympathetic, and it's not like I'm fly by night. And the Storm were on my you know what list for quite some time, and they got off of it. They did. Mm-hmm. How many teams do you support, Mr. Bell?
Western Bulldogs in the AFL, South Sydney in the NRL, the Highlanders in the Super 15.
Oh, okay.
And
the Hurricanes in the Super 15.
And in the English Premier League, Swansea City. In the Championship, Blackpool, different comp. And in Division 2, Fleetwood. And in Scottish League Division 1, Partick Thistle.
Okay, well then if we're going to go that way, then in US things, I support the Milwaukee Bucks and the Milwaukee Brewers and the Montreal Canadiens in the NHL.
Well,
it's very simple. I have my games that I like, and I support nothing in the NRL because NFL, the National Football League, because I think, you know, gridiron is crap.
Anybody in the Bundesliga?
No.
Ah, St. Pauli for me.
Mein Herz verliert, kokettier nicht mit mir, denn ich habe Angst vor dir. Schade, dass ich so schüchtern bin.
Dann und wann, wenn ich kann, geh ich schon ein wenig ran, nur bei dir, grad bei dir, bei mir.
Dann, mein Schatz, gehörst du mir.
Kokettier? Nicht mit mir.
Gertz Altsman and Annette Lucian.
Lucian. If we, you know, I almost sometimes wish we could speak German, because if you could hear the conversation that we have had, we're still rolling on with that whole
football
theme.
Well,
now apparently we found the dividing thing, which is that I do not loathe St. George Illawarra and Andy.
This is NRL.
This is NRL.
I've got a terrible... Actually, I might as well start confessing towards the end of the run here. I don't loathe and despise Collingwood.
Wow.
Yep.
Even I do, and I can't even stand AFL.
Well, I have a number of other teams that I loathe and despise more, and I won't reveal them because I'll just get abused. But both of them have got red and black in their colours. This is The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9. I didn't really...
The Full Catastrophe on Joy 94.9. It's 14 minutes past 10.
He's Hikaru Freeman. I'm Andy Bell. And if you've just jumped on board, this is the time of night when I feel there is a bit of a segue going on. People who've been out earlier might be going home. People who were thinking about going out might be going out. Other people might be just cleaning the hamster's cage out. And I'd like to feel that most of our listeners are in the third category.
I think we have a very, very eclectic group of listeners, and it's a very beautiful thing. Now, one of the things that happened a lot in the 80s, and you don't so much hear it now, is that you had the birth of the producer that also decided to release a couple of albums and then sort of disappeared. Now, Robbie Neville, really burst on the scene in the 1980s with this particular song, C'est la vie, which I like.
Is this the one I think it is?
You will very well know. It's one of those songs that you'll know it, and then. But he's actually become more of a behind-the-scenes guy recently, but he actually had a good potential career for a while. So.
And it is called?
C'est la vie by Robbie Neville.
See, back in the day, they used to put things towards the end of tracks that would try and fool and bamboozle. There's a word you don't hear very often. Gadzooks, Odds Bodkins, bamboozle. What was the other one I said?
Oity-toity?
No, that wasn't that. Anyway, oity-toity you don't hear much either.
But that was Robbie Neville and C'est la vie.
And here it is coming back.
Yeah.
So quite what that's supposed to indicate, I'm not sure.
I always thought that these were nice little earworms for the listeners.
I'm taking magnesium for that.
Now I see why Robbie Neville's recording career went behind the scenes.
You see, nowadays, when you're paying for silence by downloading it, there would be consumer oppositions for that, I would feel. Yes. That's what I reckon.
By the way, if you've been wanting to get in touch with us, we're having a tiny bit of technical difficulties. Give us a buzz. 1-300-JOY-949. That's right. We are going so retro here. We're telling you to use the telling bone.
Or go to Full Cat... No.
At Full Cat Joy.
No. TFC Random Tunes on Facebook, yes, I reckon, is TFC. Probably the best bet. Yeah. Sorry about that, but I left my spanner at home. I got a spanner today.
I got a nice little spanner, and I got something with it.
That's one of the lesser-known songs from Oliver, along with Shut Your Face, and Let's Do More Word Association. It's 1-0 okay. In Hikaru's favour. Yes. I'm going to start this one off.
Good. Okay.
Frame.
Portrait.
Picture.
Apple.
Orange.
Maroon.
Queensland.
Victoria.
Tasmania.
Perth.
Inevitable.
Silence.
I win.
And yes, one of the interesting things that might be coming up on TGIC is we could be seeing another reunion. We're hoping.
All right. Tamp it down. And if you're wondering what TGIC is, between 9 and noon on Good Friday, which is this coming Friday, Hikaru and I have been let out in the daylight, which has only happened a couple of times before.
I return to the daylight.
In fact, I think we've only been allowed off the leash in the daylight.
Together.
Once before, and that was on a Friday afternoon last year before Eurovision, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's actually somewhat interesting. We have both done individual stuff on Joy in the daylight, but I think that the idea of us being together, they're almost terrified. It's like, I pity the poor newsreader. The poor newsreader that's on at 9 o'clock between 9 and noon.
You've ever heard that Spike Milligan thing on the ABC back in the 60s where he brought a complete bulletin to a standstill? It could be revisited. No, we will be on our very best behaviour. And are you a fan of hot cross buns?
I love hot cross buns.
I do too, provided they've got butter on, nice butter on them.
And whipped cream. Whipped cream
on hot cross
buns? Yes, whipped cream. Do you know what? Do you want to know something funny? I actually have never...
I know something funny. You put whipped cream on hot cross buns.
No. I have actually listened to... first time I had hot cross buns was actually in this country, but I grew up with the nursery rhyme, and we always wonder, what are these hot cross buns?
One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Yeah, that was the only... I thought that was a fictional thing. So I wonder right now whether, like Yoshino Fujimaru, I'm asking, who are you?
That was slick. In inverted commas. Booging on down there.
Yoshino Fujimaru and Who Are You? Wow, I feel like that's really surfer music. Don't you think?
No.
Like you could hear that or no, actually not so much surfer, but that's like riding down Beaconsfield Parade
A
Corvette or something like that.
It's gutter gripper. Yeah, where you grip the gutter of the car.
Gutter gripper.
This is the full catastrophe.
And we live up to our name.
Don't miss the best in international GLBTI feature films, documentaries, short films, and panel discussions at Melbourne Queer Film Festival, March 14 to 25.
Visit mqff.com.au or download the free smartphone app to buy tickets. Melbourne Queer Film Festival, always forward, never straight. Joy 94.9, proud media.
I wanna be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What can I do? Boom. I wanna be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. What can I do? I wanna be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Do 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 do.
Bisagada one.
That was fantastic.
I wanna be loved by you.
Apart from
if I may say so, I think they flunked the end there. Tell us more about Pizzicato 1 and other Pizzicati.
Well, as you know, frequent catastrophes would know that we feature a lot of Pizzicato 5 on here. So when Pizzicato 5 broke up,
No. But others might not know that. Who are they?
Well, they were essentially the brainchild, the core of it was two people, Maki Nomiya and also Kunishi Yasuharu. And Yasuharu Kunishi actually, after they broke up, he had this nice little vanity thing called Pizzicato 1. And Pizzicato 1 featured Yasuharu producing and doing a lot of the instruments on it.
So we think he was playing the drums there?
I think he was playing some of the drums there. He certainly came up with the orchestration.
Because it's a very smart thing. I mean, it makes that song, I think, considerably better.
And the vocals there were done by someone called Wouter Hamel. So obviously someone Belgian, I would say that.
We think a speaker.
Fleming.
A Fleming.
Yes,
a Fleming.
Yes. Yes. Wouter, Wouter.
If there are any people of that region,
yes,
or nation, depending on your view.
1-300 Joy 949 Australia only.
Yeah, I think that might be a bit of a long bow there.
Yeah.
Talking of things of Northern Europe, as you wind down the show, obviously there are last times and all this kind of stuff. Parry Combo,
yes,
were one of those delicious discoveries. I can't remember where. I think I might have been listening to a non-commercial broadcaster and an afternoon program, and they were interviewed because one of Parry Combo is an Australian, David Lewis. They are, as you would expect, based in La Belle France, in the capital of France.
Oh.
And they mix up jazz and some vibes of the Middle East as well, because they're a very multicultural, multi-ethnic lot. And they're great fun. That's why I like Parry Combo. And sexy to boot. So there you go. So... This is the last time. Parry Combo. Look,
unless
at,
I bring it back.
Well, you could do.
I could. I'm kind of familiar with Parry Combo.
Well, not Parry Combo.
Parry Combo. Parry Combo.
Parry Combo. Yeah. Anyway, here they are. And
Oblique.
And I haven't played this track, and we haven't played this track before, but I thought Oblique was a suitable au revoir.
Combo.
Nice. And there they are.
Yeah.
And keep an eye out. They do tour over here from time to time. Belle du Barry. I love this. The guitarist is...
François.
No, Potsy.
Potsy.
P-O-T-Z-I.
David, well, he's a gypsy of Algerian descent.
And very much in the mode of Django Reinhardt. And Manon...
Who is a Belgian?
He was. Manon Razanjato and François. You're doing some cribbing over there, aren't you?
We exist on many different levels. We are symbiotic in our existence.
I think that's nice. By the way, Vass is in the house.
Vinylism. It's a
club thing.
Uh huh.
And that's on at 11 o'clock, which is not very far from now. We have to gird up the listeners' loins for something. Mm-hmm. Tonight is the last night we can do our end of program catchphrases.
That's right.
In the original form.
Yes.
I think it's fair to say that both of us will go away and come up with some other form of them for the last program. It's easy for
and
you.
And also for TGIC.
You just have to change the tense of the verb. That's all you have to do. But no, I think I will be... can I give you a little clue?
Sure.
I'll be channeling a certain American who smoked a pipe and was in the army and thought he was knew more than a president. That's all I'm saying.
Walt Whitman?
In the army? No.
Walt Whitman was in the army.
I'm thinking more last century.
Walt Whitman really was in the army.
I'm thinking more I Shall Return.
Oh.
You see? Mm. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We've got 166 hours to plan for this. What do you reckon?
Okay.
This time next week, who'll be getting the most blubby?
I think you.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that being said...
Well, you'll be back the next week and, you know, casting me aside like a disused dirty sock.
Well, I'm going to leave you in a little bit of a quandary here, Catastrophes, because I may only stay for the first hour. I may let you just do the last hour on your own.
Well, no. I need you, baby. We're like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and
what,
Thelma.
We're going to jump off the cliff
and Thelma and
have
Louise.
Our own Bolivian army.
We are. Hold on. We're Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We're Thelma and Louise, and we are Stan and Ollie.
No, we are Abbott and Costello without the political reference.
We are Stan and Ollie.
Yeah.
We both know what we mean.
Yeah.
Do you know what we mean? You don't? I'm not surprised. This is Joy 94.9, joy.org.au. And this program
is on 3Joy?
Yes, that's correct too. It's called The Full Catastrophe. If you'd like to see the playlist after we wend our way at 11 o'clock, you can go to joy.org.au/The Full Catastrophe. And if you're lucky, the playlist might be there.
16 minutes to 11.
Baby, all this summer, every time I hear that metal saxophone, I wanna rip it, rock it, really pop it, flip it, flop it, Davy Crockett. Every time I hear that metal saxophone, every time I hear that metal saxophone,
mellow saxophone, and that was not mellow. That
far
was
from it.
Smoking Ray Montrell, and a little bit of That's the second week in a row we've dipped our lid to Cab Calloway. Actually.
Very much, and without actually playing Cab Calloway.
Perhaps Heidi, Heidi, Hi, Hody, Hody. I think.
Oh no, we'll play the one that used to terrify my dog, which is St. James Infirmary.
I think I got that. Have I? No, you've got.
I've got a copy
of
it.
You've got that, didn't you? Yeah.
Oh,
of course
yeah.
You did. Yes.
We'll even play the remix version of it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. Cab Calloway dance mixes.
And if you've never heard of Cab Calloway...
Shame on you.
Absolutely. Google it now.
Google him.
And look at him. He was quite a man. Quite a man. We've had a few covers tonight, haven't we? And there was a very curious, intriguing album, nearly 20 years old now... Frank Bennett was a bit of a lounge...
Frank Bennett was what?
A lounge singer.
That was it.
And...
Very bad pun. Frank Bennett did it. You know, conjugation Bennett.
Oh, right.
I've been Frank and ich, I was...
Ich
it, yeah.
bin ein...
Frank.
Yeah. And he used to appear on the old Midday Show with Ray Martin a bit. Yeah. And... He used to don the old black tie and the DJ and all the rest of it looked quite suave.
And but one and a two and a three.
Not so much that.
Oh, he's not Lawrence Welk.
Oh no, not no. Thank you very much. But in this case, ladies and gentlemen, he did an album called 5 O'Clock Shadow, which is a bunch of covers in the most unusual style. This one, Under the Bridge.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner, and sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on her streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through her hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and then kisses me windy. I never worry, well, ain't that a lie? Yeah. The bridge downtown, I gave my life away.
The most chirpiest song about heroin I've ever heard.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, that is what Under the Bridge is all about, actually.
Well, yeah, all right. Moving right along. Frank Bennett there.
Yes.
And 5 o'clock Shadow is a most intriguing cover album. And we've had a few covers, and that was not the plan tonight, but no. It's the way the cards have fallen. Talking of which...
We do actually have our first contact. It's from one of the collaborators on The Affair. Upcoming Affair, which is Johnny. Johnny, you'll be
Hello.
Hearing... Yes, we'll be hearing a lot from Johnny. Seeing a lot of Johnny, because The Affair is a bit of a visual / audio program. See, we run the AV thing. Yeah. So. Sarava, Johnny, as they say in Brazil... Brazil, which makes no sense, but you know what? You know, that's the full catastrophe. That's the way we roll.
Well, we've been deep teasing, as they say in the
yes.
trade, Rene Gaia.
Yep,
from almost the beginning of
we have
proceedings, which seems like about 17 hours ago. And this is actually a bit like a West Australian election broadcast. In fact, Anthony Green is in the corner fiddling with his equipment.
Oh, Anthony, please. Oh, I like it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It
messing
work.
With your not, iPhone again, are
that,
you, Anthony?
Not that graphic.
Is he doing something
Ooh,
with his iPhone?
That hurt. I shouldn't do that. We should have a sound effects person. Anyway, we have been deep teasing.
Yes.
And we finally got to her.
Yes. Here is Rene Gaia, and with the ironically titled Heading in the Right Direction.
Oh, that is so.
I've always been alone, trying so hard to find someone that I could call my own. The people that I looked at, they were always two or three, always on the outside, nobody wanted me.
Discovered by Johnny Nicol back in 1972.
Who we played earlier on and is quite a discovery in itself. Go and click on the link of the playlist, which has just been posted at joy.org.au/thefullcatastrophe.
That was Rene Gaia and Moon Heading in the Right Direction. 3 minutes to 11.
We're heading towards vinylism. One more track to go. Some conclusions from this evening's Eisteddfod. And then... a bit of a lie down. This is Joy 94.9, joy.org.au. Those words just go round and round in my head.
Like Rosie and the washing bin.
Pardon?
It is the penultimate show.
Yes, it
I
is.
Find it,
I'm saving
need to get,
the best
I need
for
to
life.
Get my best non sequiturs out.
That was a non sequitur. Joy 94.9. You see, I love it so much, I just want to say it over and over and
Over.
This lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
We're lovable.
We are lovable.
I feel like a Cabbage Patch doll. By the way, Babyland General Hospital, still open. How freaky is that? Okay, that's a real 80s kids reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. I was doing grown-up things like staying in my bedroom and playing cassettes for hour upon hour. What have we learned this evening?
Babyland General Hospital is still open.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to the full...
No, we've learned so many things. I think Johnny Nichols really been the...
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And I tell you what, I thought that... I Won't Be Loved By You, but I think that was an absolute belter. Apart from the fact they flubbed the end. Yep. But there we go. Okay, radio. This is a moment of radio history now. This is the last time ever that the sign-offs, which sort of organically developed in one day... In the case of me, I think after about 6 months. In the case of you, after about a couple of months. Anyway, let's just pull ourselves up to our full height. Okay. Off you go.
I am, you are, he is, she is, they are, we all are the full catastrophe.
If you have been listening, thank you. And have a good week. Till next week.
You can dance, every dance.
La 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 la. We don't have music. So I asked you.
We have music of the brain.
We have music of the brain. This has been a total bloodbath podcastrophe.
That's a nice way of putting it.
On Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.